real quick, let's talk about the defensive improvement on the team over the last couple of weeks. When the season started, you talked about accountability, trust being the keys to defense. Defense struggled through the part of the season.
Right.
Now it's picked up. What do you see?
Well, I mean, I think we got out, obviously, to a good start, and a lot of it was defensively. And, we lost some games, late December, early January, where we had big leads and just didn't close teams out. And I think we lost a little confidence with our defense. And I think, as of late, really it was after that Charlotte game. We watched film and, coaches really were passionate. And, we really talked about, hey, what we need to do defensively. And really since then, coming out the next game against Dallas at home, really kind of winning with our defensive effort. And then going on that road trip right before the playoffs really helped. So our confidence is up. I think, Robin's in the starting lineup. But we're just doing the little things. We're competing. We're fighting. Our rebounding has improved. That's another thing is giving up, offensive rebounds, giving teams, second, third opportunities to score. And a lot of times, when you get an offensive rebound, it seems like the percentages go up for you to make that next shot. So I think if you take away our points off of turnovers and offensive rebounds, we've been really good. And so those are two areas that we can continue to get better at. But, our defense has been good. It's been really good. And, we're going to need it this next 17 games and hopefully in the playoffs.
With Robin back there and, protecting the rim, does it change the way you play on the perimeter?
Not really. I think what Robin does is, he obviously blocks shots and he alters shots from people penetrating. But I think what it does big time is that his guy doesn't get the rebound. He may not get 15 rebounds, but his guy is not getting those rebounds. So we're able to complete plays and not giving up, second and third opportunities. So, that's one of the main things. But obviously, having a big guy back there, he likes to block shots. He likes to come and help. He likes to take hard fouls. So just the threat of him out there, I think, puts a little bit of fear in some opponents. And he's had some good games. He's played well enough now where people know what he can do and know that he's coming from the weak side. But the main thing is that he rebounds and he prevents his man from getting rebounds. And he may not get them all, but the rest of us will get them in case.
Yeah, the rebounding differential is like plus six over the last 3-4 weeks, which is really good. Robin's also stayed out of foul trouble. His foul rate is really, close to Tim Duncan's, which is pretty impressive for a young man. What do you see? What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think knowing you're going to get significant minutes and getting confidence. I think when you're checking in the game and you're not playing a lot and your minutes are inconsistent, you're trying to make something happen. You're overexcited. You're overanxious, especially if you're a young guy and you want to do something. And in some cases, that was his role to go out there and get some hard fouls. He was only going to play 5-10 minutes, so get 2-3 fouls in that short period of time. Now, he has a different role for us. He knows that we need him on the court, and I think just the experience of being out there, understanding situations, understanding, when to let guys go, when to make an attempt for a ball, he's gotten better at that, like most young guys, do with time. So I think a lot of it's just, different role, more experience, and understanding that we need him on the court as opposed to we needing him to come in and foul.
You still feeling great?
Yeah, because I don't like the times off. I got out today, I felt pretty good, but I don't like all this time off. I wish we could keep playing, so we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Perfect.